A seat up on there. I want you to look very serious for me, okay? Everybody gonna look real serious. Okay, come on down. We got plenty of time. All right. Good news. I've got something different for you this morning. You don't look too excited. Asher, you're always my star pupil. Guess what you get to take for everybody? What does that look like? Math. Yes. I've decided that this morning I'm going to give you one of Julie Ashburn's math tests on chapter 11, metric measurement. Now, Conniger, you've been in there, haven't you? No, okay. You missed that? No, okay. Braxton? No. Now, listen, this is the test, and I started thinking, she gives y'all a long test. Six pages of math on measurements? I can't even measure, but I want y'all to listen. Okay, help me. What is the purpose of a test that your teacher gives you?
To see how much you listen.
Give me five. Thank you. Okay. And not only how much you listen, how much you learned. Very good. So, you take a test at school. Okay, when you have homework, you can go home, right? That's why they call it homework. But listen, when you go home to work, there's sometimes the temptation to have mom and dad help with homework.
Yeah, it's hard.
Okay, good. It's hard. And so you go to school the next day with your homework, and you turn it in, and you make 100, and then at the end of the week, you get a test, and you don't make 100. Let's say you make 50.
Make a zero.
Guess what?
That's an F.
Huh?
That's an F.
That's a D minus an F.
50 is an F. Very good, which you don't want. What we see, okay, listen, that if you take a test doesn't allow your mom and dad to help you with your homework, with your test, right? It's all you. So maybe you didn't learn as much, but here's what I want you to understand. We're talking about Joseph this morning, Joseph in the Bible. And remember, his brothers sold him into slavery. They were real mean to him. And God used Joseph to become the second in command. And then his brothers have to come back and get grain from him to be able to live. And Joseph goes and gives them a test. They were to take the grain back and bring the little brother back. And he said, if you bring Benjamin back, then I know that you are really being honest with me. And so this morning he brings Benjamin back. And this morning in Genesis 43, they passed the test, the brothers. And they learned something. And here's what I want you to understand. When you come to Sunday school, when you come to church, it's all about what you learn in order that you can live it. We're not here just to learn stories. We're to learn how to live. And my prayer for you each and every week is that you would learn to live for Jesus Christ. And that when a test comes, when you have an opportunity to do wrong, you will choose to do right. Okay? I'm really not going to give you a test. That would be a cruel thing to do today.
Because it's church.
It's church. Church. Asher wants me to understand it's church. All right, let's pray. Everybody bow your head. Lord, help us to understand that life is full of different tests. And when we go through our tests, we get to see what we have learned and help these kids to learn to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen.